producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joined us, there's a bill moving ahead to ban body armor. ISIS is taking more hostages, killed 50-plus people today, blowing up a peaceful mosque. And our government says they want to attack Syria that's fighting the very same al-Qaeda group. They say that will defeat them, is to overthrow the government they're fighting. So it's getting Twilight Zone weird. We're having open phones today, wide open phones now, on any of the issues we've raised, the dollar being devalued on purpose, the police state, what's happening with ISIS, what do you think should be done? Obviously, they're a horribly unsavory, demonic group, but our government put them in place, prepared them to be able to infiltrate the whole world, and I've been predicting then attack the West, which is what the political class wants, because then they'll take all of our liberties, build up a homeland security force, a domestic army pointed at the Tea Party, which is what you now see happening openly. Again, it's a criminal globalist class using other criminal groups as the pretext to take all of our freedoms. John in Montana, former Army, what's your breakdown on this?
Yes, hi, Alex. My take on this whole blowing up a city thing is this. These guys are Agenda 21. They want to do this environmentally friendly, I think. So I'm thinking maybe orbital tungsten drop rods. Popular Mechanics did an article on this, I believe, in 2005. And all these ISIS people can knock out power relays, cell phone towers, so the area around the city can't communicate out. And then ISIS can go in there and mop up. They go ahead and blow up something like, I don't know, barium. Then they go ahead and they can't show the bodies to anybody, the bodies that have probably been shot, the survivors of this drop rod. And they have their neat little package and whatever cover story they want.
That's the exact type of asymmetrical warfare operation they could launch, or they could be given a suitcase nuke and then blame it on the Russians. Anything's possible, but they're getting us ready. We're going to be hit by nukes. Give up all your rights when the nuke goes off. In fact, I keep forgetting to play it. We have the clip of Obama, what was it, 3-4 months ago, saying the number one thing he fears is a nuke going off, a mushroom cloud in New York City. So he opens the borders up while al-Qaeda, that our government's armed, ISIS, is saying they're going to come across our border and they're coming to America. They were in Libya. They said we're going to Egypt and Syria next, and Iraq. They went there. Then they said we're coming to Europe and America. We're going to cut your heads off. We're going to take over the White House. And then they're allowed to operate. And then they use the public's call to bomb them. I'm never for these wars, but I'm for bombing al-Qaeda and their convoys, and they're running around murdering Christians. But you notice now that's not happening. Let's go to that Obama clip. Here it is.
When it comes to our security, with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan, which is part of the reason why the United States, showing its continued international leadership, has organized a forum over the last several years that's been able to help eliminate that threat in a consistent way.
Now, their argument in a Nietzschean way, this is what they tell higher-level people who are involved in helping smuggle things in. They go, we're doing this with survival of the fittest to simulate attacks on America so that America will stand up and be strong. That's why we're going to let al-Qaeda hit us. So we have a rightful place in the world to maintain order. But it's not even maintaining order. They want to teach our kids 2 + 2 = 5. The ruling elite want to dumb everybody down. They're not good. Even their cover story is a fraud. Anything else, John?
Yeah, well, with whatever nukes they want to use, they've got the individual markers in them. So whatever the enemy of the week is, they can go ahead and say, we'll use that nuke, blow up whatever city. And there you go. We have an attack on whatever enemy of the week we have.
That's right. They jacket it with different coatings of metal to then have the fingerprint of the weapon. Perfect to set up whoever they want to demonize.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 22nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,279.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.82, $662.91 for a half ounce, or $331.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.82, $662.91, and $331.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joined us, we have President Obama months ago saying his number one fear is a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan. Last night, we have Senator Inhofe going on Fox News 25. The video's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com if you want to see it. The story's posted. And is saying that he's worried about ISIS, which is really Al-Qaeda or IS, blowing up a U.S. city. Only a nuclear weapon, atomic or hydrogen, is going to be doing that. And we now have the reports of ISIS, which is just, again, the new name of Al-Qaeda. Because we armed Al-Qaeda. That's who the group is, to attack Assad. The military said no to it last year and got upset. So they renamed it IS. And now they want IS to hit us. Because then Homeland Security can grandstand and say, see, we need the NSA to spy on you, even though the NSA won't stop the attack. Watch. Just like 9-11, they were spying on everything, didn't stop anything. And just like 9-11, when Saudi Arabia is part of the group that attacked us, and the door was open for them, we will then attack Syria this time, just like we attacked Iraq last time. And just like Homeland Security now, according to even before Bush left office, but it went into overdrive when Obama got in 7 years ago, that Homeland Security, 90%+ of it is spent on the Liberty Movement, veterans, gun owners, the Tea Party. This whole thing is to suppress the American people so the criminal political class can rob us seven ways to Sunday and convert us to a total banana republic. U.S. Army to be used against insurrectionist Tea Party. That is in the Army manuals. Look it up. In full spectrum operations in the homeland, a vision of the future for the Army War College. And also, there's similar reports in Forbes, AP, you name it. Getting into some of the headlines from Infowars.com. Righteous rage. Ferguson residents fed up with martial law. Corporate media plays dumb on spread of radical Islam. Kurt Nemo. Kiev accuses Russia of invading Ukraine again. Hasn't been true the last four times. Ferguson. A preview of America's burgeoning police state. Another special report. TSA letter admits illegals allowed to fly without ID. That's now confirmed what we broke months ago. Research definitively proves TSA body scanners are useless. They're good to train you to be a slave, though. Government backs down as National Guard leaves Ferguson. U.S. begins selling Syrian intervention using ISIS pretext. And then up in the tiles in the other news area, below the top news area of Infowars.com, we have the Fox 25 video of Senator Inhofe talking about a U.S. city being destroyed. But first, Obama, 3 months ago, saying the main threat is a nuke going off in New York City. Boy, wouldn't Homeland Security love that? They could totally take over society. They're all lined up. They're already doing it, but they want to shut everything down. They've got the radio, TV, EAS takeover systems in. They've got the checkpoints set up, the armored vehicles ready, the FEMA camps activated, the borders imploded, just destabilizing the whole world. This is their plan, Cloward and Piven, Agenda 21. Let's go to that clip.
When it comes to our security, with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan, which is part of the reason why the United States, showing its continued international leadership, has organized a forum over the last several years that's been able to help eliminate that threat in a consistent way.
Now, 4 weeks ago, the White House put out a statement saying the world has seen unprecedented tranquility and stability under the global leadership of Barack Hussein Obama, known as our savior, according to Jamie Foxx, not according to me. But last week, Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, came out and said the whole world is, quote, blowing up. And I agree with that. And you know who the Wile E. Coyote is, planting the bombs, pushing the plungers? Our government, George Soros, the globalist NATO, is running around giving weapons to every radical group, whether they be Nazis, right-wing nationalists in Ukraine, whether it be jihadis of any stripe. I mean, this is bad. And only public ignorance of geopolitical factors and the players is causing this. I'm going to your calls, but I don't want to hear from men out there anymore and women that you can't figure this out. You say you can figure out all the sitcom people, all the vampire movie people. Guys can figure out all the sports scores. And, you know, guys will walk up to each other at the gym or in an elevator. Or I'll hear guys at a restaurant arguing for like an hour with stats, throwing them out. Well, this team's got that and this team's got this and we've got weapons and repeating everything from the war channel, ESPN, where men are arrested in their development all day watching other men all excited, showing militant, militarized planning about simulated warfare games. Little boys playing games. Little boys playing fantasy football. And I'm not judging you if you like to go watch a basketball game or football game or baseball game or you like the Olympics. I like watching, you know, the sprinters. I like watching a good football game in overtime. But, man, I will not use my brain space on knowing all the factoids. A lot of guys are like, man, you're not very manly. That's right. I like to know about almost every country I can, their basic history, how they interconnect with each other, what group is behind what historically, the old beefs, how the globalists are manipulating that using sociology, anthropology, psychology, archetypal, union psychology, full spectrum dominance, the eugenics based global plan, the technocracy, the breakaway civilization system that's already been developed, how far advanced that breakaway civilization is. It may be more than we know. In fact, it probably is more than we even know 30 years advanced. These are epic, giant issues. So I'm almost as manly as some guy that can spout off all the football statistics and it'll bug his eyes out at you when you're walking through the store and wants you to get out of his way because he's bigger than you are. See, I'm not trying to act tough and manly. I'm trying to be a man and build a future for my family. I'm trying to navigate all the primitive manipulation and garbage to not be a primitive, to advance to the next level and try to save civilization. I'm not afraid of the big muscle-bound guy. I'm afraid I'll bash his brains out all over the ground. And I don't want to do that. I want him to grow up and be a man and try to save the republic. That's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is not being fake macho idiots, but actually learning the facts, being men, learning how the world really works and saying no to it, learning how they game the economy. By the way, even if you're a cynical mercenary, do you know how much money you can make with the knowledge of how the stock market really works and with the knowledge of how markets really work? I mean, I generally, and people know this is true, can predict markets, you name it, months or years in advance, knowing how the globalists operate. Can you imagine if I just wanted to spend my time making money off those ideas? And I'm not bragging. I'm a regular guy who clicked archetypally to actually becoming informed about geopolitics and history, all because I read history books as a child and learned how the world really worked and found out how exciting and dynamic it was and decided that I didn't want to be a passive nobody who didn't exist and who was just a spectator who was programmed for my entire life. I want to live. I want to control my destiny. I want to be honorable. I want to return chivalry. I want to return exploration and trailblazing and invention. I want space colonies. I want honorable transparency in government. I want to go to the next level. And I know you do as well. You will not go to the next level knowing about the football scores. You will go to the next level learning about the history of Ukraine, learning about the history of the South, learning about the history of New York, learning about quantum mechanics, learning about what makes the globalists tick. Because when you study the globalists, you find out these people are the most wicked, cold, unhuman people you can imagine who have decided to use all this knowledge that can be used to empower humanity to annihilate humanity. Brian in Arizona. Then we'll go to Squirrel, Dr. Davis, Adam, Wendell, and others. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for getting me on. Alex, I was a Naval Academy graduate, former naval aviator. I've been nuclear qualified. I was also an airline pilot and one of our armed pilots. I've listened to you over the years with a little bit of cautious skepticism, but I have verified many of the points you're making today and throughout your last shows. It is coming true. The FEMA camps are for real. And the government, many of my classmates are still in the military, and the government is they look at the public like three categories. You got your hiders, your fighters, and your runners. And if you know which class the people fit in, they know how to deal with you. You've talked about the arming the local police, okay? So they're ready to fight us, okay? And they're outlawing, you know, victory gardens and everything else. So the people that are hiding they're trying to take care of those people, too. It's becoming...
Stay there. This is a really interesting call. Don't hang up, Brian. Thank you for calling in. I want to hear more from you. And yeah, they do profile people. And then we've got Squirrel, Dr. Davis, Adam, and Wendell. Stay there, Brian. I'm going to come right back to you on the other side. And what he's saying is so true. And again, just because you're in a uniform, just because you know all this, doesn't put you in the winning team. It puts you in the traitor team. And they're going to sell collapse scenarios so you think you're doing a good job when really you're playing to their fiddle.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
talking about the geopolitical global destabilization by the megabanks. That's who's behind it all. They disarm people worldwide. They're breaking up families worldwide. They want to dumb down poor populations. They've got big robot factories producing the robots to replace most of the Chinese workforce, the U.S. workforce, the French workforce. And you could say, well, humanity's ugly, there's too many of us, and go along with that argument. The point is, you're being targeted, too. And they've decided to destabilize the country and bring in the National Stabilization Force. So we're talking to Brian in Arizona about the runners, the hiders, and the fighters. And he was saying, I guess he's talking to his folks that are still in the military, officers, and they're talking about all this that's going on. You were talking about the fighters. They've got militarized police locally. They've got the hiders. Please continue.
Yeah, the hiders, you know, they're doing silly things like it's illegal to plant a garden over a certain size in your backyard. Those people that are going to hunker down, Arizona, we have the, a lot of people, are gun owners here. So it's not going to be the first state to fall for sure. Everything you say is coming true. You know, watching this false flag race war they're putting on is ridiculous. I've watched a lot of the YouTube stuff. I asked a buddy of mine, former classmate, very high-level staff. Off the air, I'd be glad to tell you exactly who it is and what my source is. But this guy, I asked him, I said, is FEMA camps for real? I mean, and he asked me a question. He says, we have 100 million people on some form of subsistence, welfare, food stamps. He says, when the government checks stop, he says, what do you think these cities are going to look like? He says, what are you going to do with the people? That's what the camps are made for. They're going to put all these people, these people in the inner cities, they don't stock water, food. We say beans, bullets, and Band-Aids. That's what you got to stock. You got to have a bug out plan, and you got to be ready.
To expand on that, you can look at the 100 million people on welfare and how destabilized things are and say, oh, see, this is reasonable. But it was all maneuvered for decades towards this point. And during the chaos, the system is training to take on Americans that will fight communism and socialism as the new political system to come out of the collapse. They plan to target us, shut us up, as the counter-revolutionaries in their own words. This is from Bill Ayers, all of them. This is the doctrine of the Attorney General, to then bring us out with wealth redistribution and socialism on the other side. And so it is just a nightmare scenario. And I hope that your high-level source, I hope you can talk to them again and ask them, are they aware of that? And surely they know that almost all the training is to target what you just said, the hiders, the people that are self-sufficient. I mean, look at all the movies, how they demonize anybody who wants to be self-sufficient and who is in any way a fan of freedom. What's your take on that?
Well, they've trained all of our sons to go over there in Iraq and Syria and other places, and they've done knock and talks and seized weapons and interrogated people. And these young Marines and Army guys are good at it. And Homeland Security made a mistake, okay, when they announced that one of the enemies is returning veterans. And then right after that, there's a kill list for these guys. They're poisoning these guys. They're putting them on 10 different medications. These guys just want to, they've served their country. They just want to come back and get an education. And the next thing you know, they're so whacked out on a dozen different drugs. And that's their plan. They want to poison these guys. They want to kill them because they're a threat. Because these guys are going to be what we're going to need. The Patriots are going to need these guys that are highly trained and that can mobilize your neighborhood groups.
Well, Joe Biggs was in, heavy combat army units in Afghanistan. They would order them to take opiates, painkillers, for no reason, and said, oh, you're under stress, just to get them addicted so they could then declare them with some type of mental issue at the end of it. And so you can see how much they hate humans, how much the globalists hate soldiers and warriors, just like they won't be around any of the troops when they're armed, because you know they want robots, and that's the next phase. So while they still got to use humans, they are setting you up with the vaccines, the drugs, all of it when you get out. Really good points. Brian, if you want to off-air talk to John Harmon, he's on the phone system, and give us any names or info. It'll all be off record. Or give us anything else. If you can give us your number if you'd like. We'll be back with more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest. Test banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've never made anything up on the show. And I don't get up here on the show and just tell you things that are my opinion. 95% or more of what I talk about is admitted. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation paid, you can pull up mainstream news articles, Times of India, you name it, to forcibly inoculate the government there, makes them do it, the entire country with polio vaccine. And in 1 year, 64,000 people were paralyzed from it. They don't call it polio, though, when you get it from the vaccine. They call it, oh, they got paralysis. Now, why do I bring that up right now? I bring that up now because who do you think these people are? I know who Bill Gates is. His father is a top eugenicist that works for the Rockefeller Foundation and was in secret army intelligence and is the head of Planned Parenthood. He is, last time I checked, the financial chairman of the entire empire. Do you know that IBM was set up as a eugenics trust with the express mission of creating a worldwide race-based system and funded Adolf Hitler? Do you know that Bill Gates is an IBM front? You can go, people, journalists have gone and looked into this and gone, no one had this info. How did you know it? Because I've learned how they run their operations. It's all fronts. Ladies and gentlemen, and by the way, I can see their perspective. All these giant populations, all these people, kill them. All these poor people in India and Africa and all, but they're coming into Western areas and trying to inject healthy, happy, white, black, Hispanic, Asian kids with vaccines with cancer viruses in them that'll give them cancer 20 years down the road. They're putting fluoride in all our water, and of course they are. I don't want to kill those Africans. I don't want to kill those poor Indians living in squalor. They are overpopulated in some areas, but you can't cull them like animals because the minute you do that, you dehumanize everybody. But so many yuppies come to me, and they go, Alex, there are too many people, mainly liberals. You get with a liberal professor, and they will basically go, hey, man, yeah, I hear your show. I know it's true. What do you think we're going to do? Well, there's no resources. We've got to reduce the population. It's a battle we can't win. The Earth's carrying capacity has already been reached. Humans are like a plague. There's nothing to stop us from getting all the resources and blah, 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 blah. While the globalists suppress new technologies, while the globalists do everything they can to keep the dirty technologies in place. I've studied what they do, and they've got an operating system they claim they're doing, but it's worse than what they're saying. I mean, who can go and give Indian children shots that brain damage them and attack their whole nervous system and are full of cancer viruses, SV40 and others, look it up, that embed in the body's DNA with the RNA and kill you when your hormones dip at a certain age? I'm going to go to your calls and shut up. It's just that that's only one story. It's beyond what I could ever tell you. You can't be told about the Matrix. You're going to have to see it. And what I'm supposed to do is I'm supposed to know about this and want to survive and just join the establishment and get on elevators and go to the mall and see families with little kids and see pregnant women and not warn them not to take vaccines and just not have my family take them. Do you think any of the rich people or any of the elites eat GMO or unfiltered water or take vaccines? It's come out in the news. The German elite, the British elite, the Chinese elite, the Russian elite, the U.S. elite, the Israeli elite, none of them take any of it on record. Monsanto, CBC 1999, confirmed again 2 years ago in other news articles, they don't allow GMO in their cafeterias for their scientists. I'll say that again. The guys stacking the genetic traits and putting the Trojan horses in, it's not just the trait they're telling you about in the food, in the canola, in the soybeans, in the corn, in the wheat, they won't eat it. And I've done reports where I show a stack of mainstream news articles where Chinese communists have secret organic farms and drink filtered water but don't want the public to know. German elite have secret farms and don't take the vaccines, or in dangerous situations have safe, clean ones that are classified. Oh, yeah, they really have good vaccines. They won't let us have them. People go, you don't believe that we can be inoculated and get acquired immunity through that. You don't believe in science. No, I know you. There are real vaccines out there that may still have some side effects, but if there's Ebola or smallpox or something, I want it. But I'm not going to take some shot from these devils. And what got me thinking about this was the callers talking about how they're attacking our military with the drugs and the vaccines. Oh, yeah. Almost everyone I know who's been in the military from Vietnam on up, it didn't matter if they were football linebackers and you know, sports enthusiasts, they die young. They have incredible health problems because of the Agent Orange, the vaccines, the DU, all of it. And they always deny the treatment, and they always put soft kill into the troops. I'd say troops get about five times the soft kill, if I had to look at the numbers over the years, that the general public gets. I mean, almost everybody I know, guys that were the star football player in high school and had a perfect grade point average and, you know, go and join special forces, and they're 30 years old with all their organs failing. The Navy SEALs, they blew up in that helicopter because they knew there was no Bin Laden raid. They went and killed his body double. We even know the guy's name. I've had the families on. Years after I told you, I talked to Navy SEALs and their families a week after it happened. And, man, I got death threats when I went on air. When I went on air and said that it was a body double and it was a fake raid, and they blew up the helicopter trying to take them out, and then the rest of them got loaded on one and blown up, and then I've been told that by a Navy SEAL and then separately by a Navy SEAL's father who came to my dad because he knew he knew me and told my dad. Days after. Do you think I like going on air and telling you the government killed those Navy SEALs? You think I want to be killed? I have a responsibility to tell you this information. So believe me, I'm not making up missing nukes from Dyess. Okay? I don't know what they're going to do with them. I don't know if they were dummy and they weren't real. I hope that's the case. Look, I'm trying to believe this government isn't pure evil. I'm trying to find some reason to think this isn't a lost cause. Because, man, what's on the other side of this evil is Satan. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Squirrel and Adam and Dr. Davis and Shauna and Ben and others. Squirrel, thanks for holding in Wisconsin. What is your topic you want to bring up? We're now totally open lines at 800-259-9231. Go ahead.
I have two questions. Let's say that this warning is true and they achieve New World Order with maximum efficacy in depopulation and controlled centralization. What is the plan for resistance after the fall?
Oh, it'll be phased in over the next few decades. They're just going to arrest their political opposition and then arrest anybody that ever criticizes policies. And now your kids will be sent and raised in government dormitories, and you'll be forced with more inoculations. And if you go out and protest and say half the block's got diabetes, a third of the block's dying of cancer, the government did it, don't take the shots when the clinic truck comes by. If somebody has a convulsion after they're given a Gardasil shot and you complain, they will say that you are destabilizing the country, and they will come and arrest you and take you to a forced labor camp where you'll be shot up and given GMO till you're worked to death. Then you'll be taken in, you know, near death and euthanized by a trendy who thinks they're helping you. I mean, that's the plan.
I was asking, what is the plan for resistance after the fall?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I'm sitting here 24-7 just watching enemy operations unfold and desperately screaming my head off trying to tell people this isn't a game, it isn't a joke. Two is by land, one is by sea, or one is by land, two is by sea, whatever it was. The New World Order technocrats are here. The police state's here. They're not coming. It's all I can do to just track what they're going to do next and understand their psychology, their modus operandi. It's just pure evil. I mean, I go to the shopping mall or the grocery store and I see a pregnant woman and I walk up and I, I just say, you know, I don't mean to get in your business, but you need to look up the statistics. You're not supposed to take shots when you're pregnant until 5 years ago. They knew this. They tell you now to take it. I don't want your baby to have problems. These vaccines don't even protect you. Please research it. And I do that because it's a responsibility. I don't want to go talk to people. I don't want to give them my energy. I'm exhausted at the grocery store. But I've got a responsibility to do it. All I can do is fight on air and fight in person and just put it all in God's hands and pray for guidance. We should repent. We should stop watching all the television. We should get back to basics. We should think about your ancestors. And we've all got the instincts, the programming God gave us. You know, they're with us as well. I mean, it's incredibly sophisticated. And we can get those memories of what to do. And not just what to do, to be leaders with people around you. They will see that you've got the tribal leadership of truth, that you're trying to lead them out of Egypt. I mean, that's what it comes down to. We have to spiritually, psychologically, in our gut, economically, begin to pull out of Babylon. In the world, but not of it. And, of course, you're going to be in the world like no other at the fake churches that are there to grab the good people that resonate with God and want the truth and want the justice. They're the fake counterfeit to capture you under government supervision with the preacher as an operative of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, CIA, or Justice Department, gauging everything you're doing, running assanguination programs, trying to break up families, get the women's money. I mean, it's just criminal psyop operations we're facing. I mean, if people knew the full magnitude of the darkness that's here, they have arranged and recruited millions of smart people who know what they're part of and are working with the evil, mainly out of just worldly greed, but also out of fear. Because the fear of this, a lot of people decide to join with it. And that's what they're doing. They are kneeling to Satan. They are taking Satan's hand. They are embracing Satan. And even if you don't believe in Satan, the archetype of Satan, betrayal, wickedness, fraud, lies, poverty, sorrow, just all the wages of the sin, all of the death, nuclear weapons, bioweapons, Ebola, open borders, collapse, poverty, foolishness, rioting, arrogance, bullying police. All of it poured out against us. So you ask what we do, we see the evil. We recognize it. Seeing it will immediately, the evil just parts around you like the sea opening up for Moses. But you have to see it. And then when you see it, the enemy knows that you see it, and their minions that are compartmentalized know that you see it. And it's the 100th monkey syndrome. They've proven, you know, an island 5 miles away from rhesus monkeys with other rhesus monkeys in a facility. If they teach the rhesus monkeys how to do a trick or how to get into a container that took them 5 years to learn, within days, the monkeys 5 miles away suddenly know how to open the box. You understand that? Just knowing this will bring them down. Do you understand that? Because it's all a spiritual choice. It's already all in front of us. The tyranny is already all in the open. I shouldn't even have to show people the tyranny and chronicle the tyranny. It's prima facie or on its face. And so if people can just be told that it's up to their free will to witness the evil and the manipulation for themselves, and then if they make the spiritual decision to not be in denial and not be in delusion, then their eyes will be opened. Do you see what I'm saying? Caller's gone. Adam in South Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
Hey, man, I live in South Carolina in a city called Rock Hill, man. I'm calling about a couple things. One is this martial law thing that's going on, man. This is a sad story, man. I kind of want you to know just the gravity of the lives that you've touched, man. Me, right now, I'm currently homeless, man, but I'm still a part of the resistance. I'm still a part of the revolution. I got nothing to my name, man. Pretty much all I got is a job and a girlfriend, man. I'm in such a tough spot right now. I just been staying with a friend.
But you're not in a tough spot. They condition people that if they don't have monetary success, that you're a failure. You are there. You may be the person or someone like you that catches the globalists planning the atomic weapon and then getting it out before they can stop us on an international system. That's why they want to mop up every country before they start really running bad stuff, because the truth could go out in any country and bring them down. It could be a homeless person who brings them down. It could be a lawyer on an airplane seeing them put terrorists on the aircraft. It could be anybody. I mean, you understand that? Just the fact that you're awake is what's valuable. The fact that you've got your soul, that you're not under their control. That's what matters, brother.
Exactly. And Alex, the truth is, man, is ever since I've become awake, man, these guys, they, honestly and truly, they have been following me, man. They've been following me. They've been following my friends. They're harassing us out here. I protested about a couple days ago for Mike Brown. Downtown in my city, man, we protested. We were out there holding signs. Cops were driving by, Alex, driving by, taking pictures, laughing. They've been parking outside of my friend's house, watching them.
Well, let me explain what happens. You can debate all the different sides of the Mike Brown thing. So you're used as a stimulant in your protest for them engaging in secret police activities, but next year it'll be the Tea Party. So I want the cops to remember that they should be proud of people that are willing to come out and protest for something they think's wrong. Even if it turns out that Brown was a thug and charged the police, I think the evidence is mounting. It's like the guy that has the knife. They call and go, he's got a steak knife. You see him pull the steak knife out. He gets up on the wall like he's about to lunge at the cops. It's the guy was suicidal, you know, the second guy they shot. Still, see, it's not that both sides are wrong. People always think of one side being right or the other side being wrong, or vice versa. No, it's all part of a sick, evil culture of young people willing to walk up with steak knives at cops, and then witnesses lying and saying, "No, they shot him in cold blood again." Meanwhile, there was cell phone video and witnesses and a 911 call. So the cops are being lied about, so they start lying. And see, it becomes a vicious cycle of corruption. It's just a total mess, but I hear you. I hear you. And then the police are putting you in an intelligence database. Pretty soon everybody will be in one of those. So what if you're put on a list? Believe me, they got profiles on all the cops, too.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The world into crises, you have the institutions set up to deal with those crises, and so those institutions expand their power, and you do it over and over again towards the aim of a scientific dictatorship. And the globalists openly say in their writings, again, if you want to see the proof, watch my film Endgame, A Blueprint for Global Enslavement. In that documentary, we show all their quotes, the books, the news articles, the video clips where royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they're all on record. They argue, hey, we're in control. That's social Darwinism that the robber barons, as everyone knows, totally adopted 160 years ago now, in Europe, in England, in the United States. This is all mainline history. And they said, we will scientifically develop systems of social control. We will take control of the future destiny of humanity. And you read the stuff Galton wrote in 1855 and stuff, the father of eugenics, and the rest of them, and Darwin, and all of them. I mean, they were hyper smart and hyper evil and hyper anti-human. And they said they would reduce world population then. They've always had this plan, and they've been working for over 160 years total to bring it into fruition. But there are other competing forces. But a lot of people argue, hey, there are too many people. Okay, but you're in the crosshairs now, too. Just because you agree with that doesn't get you out of the trick. I want to go to Dr. Davis and Shawana and others here in just a moment. Mike in Canada says if a nuke goes off, we still go to work. Yeah, they're going to tell you to go to work. Briefly, please remember that this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Super high-quality, non-GMO, storable foods. 866-225-0927. I think people are crazy if they don't have storable foods. This is where I get mine. Great customer service. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And finally, OccuPower goes along the same lines as a lot of stuff that's in the DNA force. Meant to rejuvenate, you name it. It's all the known compounds that are organic to help the eyes, to detoxify. But it works on other parts of the body as well. It's $29.95. It's very affordable. And again, this formula, the amount of product we put in it, nobody else that I know of does this. The formulators and the major companies we use that have the best records to private label and produce these original products for us are just amazed by what we're doing, and it's turning a lot of heads in the industry. So when you purchase OccuPower, open your eyes at InfoWarsLife.com. You are supporting the InfoWar as well. OccuPower was designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Suggested use, take one serving, one capsule daily by mouth or as recommended by your physician or healthcare provider. And you can read about all of the organic, herbal, and other extracts that are in it, known to turbocharge the eyes, at InfoWarsLife.com. We sold out of 1/5 of it yesterday in one day. Didn't sell out in 4 hours like the DNA force, but because people in the nutrition area knew when they read that label how incredibly affordable it was for what was in it. and that it's the organic types that only a couple companies have. Well, each company has each ingredient. You had to go buy it from them to be able to produce it. And more of that's reportedly coming in probably looks like 10 weeks. We're behind on it, actually. So sorry, but that will come back in. We've got the X2, Supernation Iodine, and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. The OccuPower, you name it, your purchase supports the broadcast and makes it possible. 888-253-3139. All I'm trying to do is tell you the truth, nothing more, to quote Neo from The Matrix. I'm going right to Dr. Davis.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.